Ooh, nice drums. Hey, this is Chris France, the Talking Head, and I'd just like to announce the songs I played. Starting off that set was the fabulous Sunflower Bean with I Was a Fool. Before that, Speedy Ortiz with Raising the Skate. And preceding that, or after that, Snail Mail, a song called Heat Wave. And after that, of course, the Stooges with No Fun. Richard Hell and the Voidoids with Blank Generation, and Television with Friction, one of my favorite Television songs. Of course, there's so many favorites to choose from, right, Richard?
That's correct. You bet. And what a drummer that Billy was and is.
Yeah, he's a man of few words, but he can play.
That's right. He can play all the drums and even the hardware.
Yeah. How are you, Richard?
I'm terrific. I'm in Sacramento, California, doing a promo tour for my new record.
Yeah, I love your new album.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I listened to it at length over the past few days. And,
sure.
And repeated listenings, and I love it. It sounds really good.
Yeah, we did it in Nashville in a couple of different very good big studios there.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever recorded it for you and mixed it did a fantastic job.
That's right. There were a number of people. The guy who mixed it is Richie Owens, who's also, I think, mixed Dolly Parton records.
Cool.
So I'm in the Country Hall of Fame now.
That's I like that.
There's a lot of rock and roll going on in Nashville now. We've infiltrated that country.
Yeah, you're on the Plowboy label, which is
that's right,
which has got some really shall we say classic downtown New York musicians on that
it's
label.
True, they've got the Dead Boys and they've got me.
Yeah,
and, their motto is respect the unexpected. And the Plowboy comes from Eddie Arnold, the big country star, and his grandson owns the label. And
oh.
So he was the Tennessee Plowboy was his nickname.
Uh-huh.
That's where Plowboy comes from.
Cool, baby.
But they're working me good.
Well,
as a Plowboy.
That's good. It's as Lou Reed once told me, it's great when your record company treats you like a product.
Yes, it is. It's better than being treated like you don't belong there.
Yeah.
Especially when you see the gold faucets and you think to yourself, well, that's my money that they're not giving me.
Yeah.
They're spending.
Yeah. True. Yes. Well,
so
let's.
I'm sorry.
Let's listen to. I believe the song called "Whisper" is your single, right?
Well, there have been a couple. We're gonna work it out, and I think the record company's behind that "Whisper."
Well, I love so that smart. Track. It's so naughty.
Yes, it is.
let's listen. Sit tight, and then we'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Little sister, gonna stay.
That's Richard Lloyd from his new album, The Countdown. The song is called Whisper. Hey, Richard.
Hey there, Chris.
Richard was...
Always great talking to you.
Yeah. I don't think we've spoken since that fun-filled night at the Strand Bookstore.
Well, that was certainly a lot of fun.
Yeah.
People can see it on YouTube if they like.
Yeah, yeah. That's
conversation about the release of my book, Everything is Combustible.
And a very interesting, fun read it is.
Yeah. Well, it came out on paperback the same day this record came out.
Cool.
So cool. It's a double excitement.
Yes. For those of you who are fans of Richard and fans of just music in general, it's a great read. Everything is Combustible, and this new album, The Countdown, man, you're happening.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad to be happening again. I've had a lot of bites at the apple, and here's another one.
Yes, I know. One more lap around the track.
That's right.
You're gaining on them.
I hope so. That's right. There's a few artists that are always the wooden dog at the wooden rabbit at the dog run. I'm chasing them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you sound good. Are you in Sacramento tonight playing?
I am. Yeah. We're doing an in-store at Dimple Records, I believe. We did Amoeba in L.A. and San Francisco, and now Sacramento. It's just a short run.
Cool.
And I go home for Christmas, and then I have I think I'm doing a tour of the city wineries around the country.
Oh, cool.
Which is a great gig.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
Doing an acoustic evening.
As long as you don't mind people like making noise with their knives and forks at all.
Of course. Well, as long as they don't eat a lot of garlic and right in front of me.
Yeah. Well, I'll come and see that.
Cool. We're going to be in New York on the 26th, and in Atlanta
of the 26th of December.
No, January.
Oh, January.
Everything's in January. In the winter, they send me to Boston and north.
Yeah.
In the summer, they send me to the deep south. That's just how it turns out.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're playing the city wineries in New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Chicago, Boston. And there's another one. There were only six, so I'm playing them all.
Great.
Get around.
Who's in your band now?
Well, these are going to be solo acoustic sets.
Oh, cool.
An acoustic guitar, an old Gibson J45, and probably an electric guitar as well, because some songs just work that way better.
Uh-huh.
But Yeah, it's a solo acoustic tour. I'm probably going out with a band later in the year.
Uh-huh. Maybe you'll come to the Sea Grape in Fairfield again.
I would hope so. That's a great venue.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And a total surprise to the people
well, that's
who...
your home turf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Connecticut.
That's where we're at.
Right. Well, you do a great show. I've been listening to it. And,
thank you.
Always great music and...
thank you very much.
DJing.
Yeah, man. This is a great station. It's been around since 1963.
Really?
Totally independent and you know, free form. And since before the Beatles hit America.
Just before.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came in like the 63 or 64 really was their year.
Uh-huh.
And they took over the world in 64.
They sure did.
Yeah.
So
I remember it.
I see Joe, is it, it's Bidwell, right? Joe
Bidwell.
Bidwell. I always thought it was Bidwell because he used to be at CBGB's all the time.
Right.
Really?
Well, he actually played keyboards in my band in like 1980.
Ah.
80, 81.
Uh-huh.
And he's living in Nashville, so I needed keyboards on the record. I wanted piano and organ here and there, so I called him up, and he came in one day and did the trick.
Yeah, he's a good photographer, too.
Bidwell? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen his work as
a photographer. I don't know if he's ever really shown it, but I know he's taken some pictures of our band and stuff that were really nice.
Oh, cool.
So I asked my Facebook friends if they had any questions for you,
mm-hmm.
and they did. And
okay. Happy to answer. This is my favorite
from Karen Schultz.
Okay,
how was the adjustment from life in New York City to Tennessee?
Well, you know, after 50 years or so in New York City, in Manhattan, and I grew up in Greenwich Village. It was quite a move to Chattanooga, Tennessee, with the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah.
And it's very rural. It's a small city. It's really lovely. But you drive everywhere. Whereas in New York, if you have a car, it's really a curse.
Yeah. That's right.
But down there, we have a car, and I drive everywhere. I have a little separate artist space where I paint.
Uh huh.
And, you know, I don't have a studio. All my studio equipment is in the basement of our house. So that's kind of sad. Boo-hoo. But I got to record in some great studios in Nashville. I'm 2 hours from Nashville, and I'm 2 hours from Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
So it's not so isolated like I'm in the Appalachian Hills, and never to be seen again. But it's beautiful. They call it the scenic city.
Oh, well, great. And your bride is from there as well, right?
That's right. She was born there and grew up a lot there. And in New York, her parents had moved between places. But they were living in Chattanooga, which is one of the reasons why we moved there. We had to leave the city.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous now. You can't walk down the street without being knocked down by tourists, which is no fun.
Yeah, it's nice for the tourists.
It's nice for them, yes it is. It's a wonderful city still, and I've been there like four times this year, so it's not like I don't get to go there.
Yeah. Well, okay, another question from your fans.
Mm-hmm. Both of them. Jimi Hendrix used to say, you know, both of my fans are here tonight. And I've kind of taken that as my theme.
Yeah. Speaking of Jimi Hendrix, here's a question from Tom Montefusco.
Wow.
Tom would like to know, did you and Velvet Turner...
Yeah.
ever talk about making a record together? For those who don't know, Velvet was a teenage friend of Richard and took private guitar lessons from Jimi Hendrix, and Velvet would get the lesson, then show Richard what he learned. So did you guys ever make a record together or ever think about it?
We actually, Velvet showed up in like 1980, 81, after television had decided to take a hiatus, and joined my band. We played CBGBs, and we talked about that, but it just never happened. Uh-huh. He did one record, which is hard to find, but it is out there, the Velvet Turner Group, and he was the only protege of Jimi Hendrix, and a wonderful kooky guy, real kooky. I spent a lot of time running around as a middle teenager with Velvet and Jimmy.
Cool. Let's see. I'm looking at these questions. Oh, here's this is a funny one.
Yeah.
From Susan M. Vertulo.
Okay.
She says, Richard, you're originally from Pittsburgh? Question mark. How did your roots influence your musical outlook?
Well, I was born in Pittsburgh, but I grew up in New York. So when I was six, I moved to New York. And I spent my years growing up in the Village. So I don't know that... it's funny because I have this picture of me that looks just like Andy Warhol's from Pittsburgh as well.
Yes.
I hear that.
So is my dad.
Oh, he is.
And we lived there quite a long time. I went to junior...
Right. We all come from Pittsburgh, ultimately. The Pits.
That's what we used to call it.
Yeah, it was.
It's a pretty nice town, though, now.
They have had a real resurgence.
Yeah, they've...
But the place I grew up was like lower middle class, not even upper lower class, Homestead, Pennsylvania, and that's turned into a ghost town because the steel mills shut down long after I left there.
Right, but the new mayor of Homestead is coming on really strong, and he's
really.
Some people think he might one day be president of the United States.
No kidding.
He looks like a biker. He's got tattoos, but he's super smart and savvy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, enough about Pittsburgh.
Enough about politics.
Yeah,
hear enough about it.
Yes. So,
good luck to him.
Let's see. Frank Donnelly. Mm. I believe he's from Ireland. I'm not sure.
That's right. I know Frank.
Okay. How close to completion was a fourth television album before you left the band?
Not at all. No lyrics.
No. It says there were a lot of good new songs in the live set at that stage. But
yeah, right. Well, let me tell you, Tom ran out of steam. So we hadn't recorded a record in 25 years when I finally decided to call it a day.
Uh-huh.
And he just wouldn't sing. He wouldn't come up with lyrics. And we had a number of ideas. They kept getting thrown away. And I have a bunch of recordings because we were working in my studio rehearsing. And I put up some mics and captured about 8 pieces, as it were. But Tom would never put lyrics on them, so they became, like everything else.
Well,
with him,
yeah. Well, they say that mental illness is one of the great plagues of our modern world.
Well, certainly is the plague of the artist.
Yeah. Well, let's not dwell on.
No.
Unpleasant things.
Not.
Let's listen. Although this next song, this song is called, let's see, it's called So Sad.
Yes, it is.
It's very, very,
very sad.
So, but I really liked it. So let's listen to it and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Okay. Hang on.
I'm hanging. Thank you.
standing on a ledge, but she's so wicked. She has him in her thrall. It's so easy to catch him when he falls. I was heading up as he was coming down. Strange enough that both roads lead to the same ground. So sad. Coming down, and strange enough that both roads lead to the same ground. So sad.
That's some heavy guitar.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It was fun to do that.
Yeah.
We did the whole record in basically just a couple days.
Uh-huh.
And really great studio musicians, Dave Rowe and Steve Ebby on rhythm section.
Uh-huh.
Bass and drums, and we cut 10 tracks in 2 days, basically.
Wow. You didn't like rehearse beforehand? They're just that slick?
No, I had a demo that I did of 7 songs that they learned from. So it was very easy for them. And they charted everything out. They're Nashville players. They're just at the top of their game.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they
and they were all happy to be playing rock and roll rather than countryfied stuff.
Yes, the new country.
Well, the new country has more rock in it than the old country, that's for damn sure.
Yes, it does. So, Mike Head wants to know, these days, what is your favorite guitar to play?
I'm playing a Supro Black Holiday. Very nice people went out and got the Supro name back and started putting out reissues and remodeling some of the guitars from Supro's past. Airline and Supro were fantastic, different companies than the Fender Gibson people. And I've been playing this Black Holiday for a little over a year, and I just love it.
Cool, cool.
I also have an Epiphone Casino, which I love, and is on the record a lot, too. And that was John Lennon's rhythm guitar in his mid-period, like Revolver and Paperback Writer. A great rhythm guitar on that, and that's a Epiphone Casino, I believe.
Uh-huh. Cool.
I have one of those.
And how about your acoustic guitar that you're playing?
Oh, that's a Gibson J45. It's the only acoustic that sounds, even closely approximate to an electric guitar. It handles like an electric, and I love it.
Cool.
I've had it about 20 years now.
Nice.
But I don't play acoustic very much. I got to bone up for this upcoming tour.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an electric guy. I play...
Sure.
I hardly play the guitar. I'm mostly playing the electricity.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it, man. So, Ron Carnell wants to know, would it be okay to ask him if he and Richard, you've answered this question a million times, but would it be okay to ask him if he and Richard Hell built the stage at CBGB's? I have to know whether this is fact or legend.
Right. Well, it's a little of both. I think we all helped build the stage when we figured out where it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was some discussion with Hilly, and he was going to put it at the very front of the club.
Right.
Facing backwards, like a drive-in movie.
Uh-huh.
And we said, no, you know, you'll get noise complaints. He says, I'm not having loud music. That's okay. Well, little did he know, we had plans.
Yeah.
And then we said he was going to put it in the far back. And we said, why don't you put it half, the bar is really long.
Yeah.
And we said, put it halfway. Then you can use those rooms in the back as dressing rooms. So he said, okay. And there were a bunch of us, not just television, but everybody that wanted to play there were helped out with Hilly. And Merv did the original bartender there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, building the stage. So I can't say, I know Richard Hell's a lazy bum. Wonderful, wonderful man. I love him to death. But yeah, I can't see him with a hammer and nails or.
I've tried to picture it. He's a hell of a poet, though.
Hell of a poet. That's right.
Well,
and hell of a songwriter.
So after Sacramento, where do you go?
I go home.
You go home. Home for the holidays.
Home for the holidays. That's right. There's nothing more that can be done after in December, really.
Yeah. That's true.
So I'll be going back out next year. That's the big plan.
Well, I'm very grateful that you were able to speak to us. This is Richard Lloyd, everybody. If you're just tuning in,
Chris,
now,
I thank you for the support. It's wonderful, and I love you guys.
Love you too, and I look forward to your winery gigs.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And again, everybody, Richard's new record is called The Countdown. I understand you can get the record and the book as a package,
along with a digital download. And I signed all the books and all the CDs.
Well, that so that would make a wonderful Christmas present for any of you music lovers.
Yeah, the package can be had on Amazon or at any record store, pretty much around the nation. The big ones, they're not chains, but you know they should have the book.
Yes,
the CD.
That's
package.
Right.
I don't know what to call it.
Package.
The big package. That's
yeah.
Right. I got a big package.
Special edition.
Special edition. I think that's what it says.
Yeah. Well, well, have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much, Richard. We're going to go out with the title track of your new
excellent.
Album.
Yeah, Psychedelia. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go out to outer space, man.
So be well, and
thank you.
Very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and give my love to Sheila.
I will do that. Thank you, Chris.
Okay,
my
man.
Love to Tina, of course, always.
You got it.
Bye-bye now.
It's a countdown. All right. Stars, yeah. and left behind. We're in the starry sky. Yes, we are. Too far. Goodbye, Earth. Centauri, Andromeda strain, it's so strange, it's so strange, it's so strange, free floating in space, full of grace.
Yeah, that's Richard Lloyd from his new album, The Countdown. And what a fine interview he is. This is Chris France at Talking Head here at WPKN 89.5 FM and streaming on the internet all the time at WPKN.org. This one goes out to Tina Weymouth.